taxi cab pulls out, and you see the driver is one of these, at first, you know, appears to be just like a regular, like, kind of cabbie. But it becomes very, very apparent very quickly that their face has been drawn on a flat wooden, like, facade of a human head that just kind of peers up at you and gives you a pantomimed middle finger as if you're the asshole here for getting in the way. And piling out the other side is Hank Ellis.
What?
Hank Ellis is piling out of the... like, and Hank, you have these memories of having been slain. Of having died. Whatever's on the other side, who, like, we'll have to talk about to Hank about that later. But Hank, you are suddenly pushed out of here. Your hit points are, we're going to say, are back at half. As you definitely still feel like you've been majorly fucked up. And you are going to take 10 sanity damage as you try to manage the memory of being murdered.
What is going on here?
I was fucking studying my second character sheet. What the
There's still time. You could die again.
Okay, so my hit points are at half of my total?
Yes.
You're saying?
Okay. You... So Hank,
and I take 10.
Is this cab stopped in front of us running away?
Yeah. It just kind of came to like a skirt, just like right in front
and
of
and I
guys.
Came out of the cab.
And then Hank kind of no, gets dumped
no,
out.
Benedict will not have this. Benedict's like, no, I just saw this. No. Who the fuck are you?
This is a very, very good point. Why don't the other two, if you want you two, go ahead and roll a sanity check for me.
It's an imposter. Gun him down.
Gun him down.
Well, Hank's gonna go past the breaking point.
Yeah, he is.
I succeeded.
Success for Benedict.
Failure for Benji.
I'm gonna roll a D4 for Benji. Benedict can take one. That's a 4 for Benji. Unfortunately, I believe that would actually, because that has to be over 5 to trigger an automatic temporary insanity. So you're gonna take one. Benji is going to take 4. Are you guys going to deflect?
Nope.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, the problem is that Benji having taken this from an unnatural source, that he is going to have to go in temporarily insane due to his catatonia. God. Unless you want to attempt to repress that.
I feel like now's a good time to repress.
Okay. If you say so. If you say so.
Right. Okay, so paint this picture.
I'm
for
sorry,
Hank.
Do you have questions about what's happening, Brad?
I have so many questions.
So, okay, these guys have been running. Hank just pops out of this cab. I imagine Hank pops out, still holding his hand on his neck.
Yeah,
and then, like,
you're surprised to see your M4 hanging down on like a tactical sling in front of you, you know. And but yes, you're shocked to see that your hand is not covered in blood.
And what does Hank see as he looks down the street? Does it look like props? Does it look like actual street?
Everything is fake. Everything. Every building, even the people, have all stopped and are all just watching you go.
Hank does have grenades on him.
Actual real grenades?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Hank, I think
I like
we'll say
going with this.
Hank will say,
burn it all down.
Fuck this. And just pull out a grenade and throw it down.
And just huck it down. All right, you're going to have to roll me an athletics roll.
Okay.
Benji, we will get that. To your repression here in just a second.
Okay.
Success.
Oh, nice.
40 under 45.
All right. It goes exactly where you want it to go. Okay, so this is a grenade. Where's the damn shit for the grenade? I see info. It's definitely not info. I see stun grenades. Where the hell is the stats for a regular-ass grenade?
Let's see.
We're just going to go, we're going to go down at the bottom. We're going to go with, it's really not info. That's not really not appropriate, I don't think. But we're going to go, probably it has like a 10 meter radius. We're going to kind of go with like an IED stats. So go ahead and roll me a D100 for your lethality. And tell me what you get.
71.
Okay. So it's not going to be automatic lethal, but we're going to combine our 7 and our 1. And that is going to be the amount of damage. You swing it down, and there is one of these gas mask guys is coming down, and one of them is Terminator running. This thing blows up at his, like, not maybe it's like maybe he runs past it a bit, and you see him like jerk as his back is undoubtedly filled with shrapnel as he's coming after you guys.
Does he stick a thumb up as he's falling down?
No, he doesn't die. That's the thing. He does not die.
Who is this guy?
So,
is this the big bad of chapter 3?
What kind of damage does a grenade do to paper mache walls?
Oh, well, they're just like, you see the shrapnel go out and blow holes in everything. Like, absolutely everything. And people on the street, too, like, grasp at their abdomens as they begin to gush out as well. They appear to all have been injured pretty bad. So let's talk about your acute episode. If you want to go ahead and repress that for Benji. Here's a quick question. How much willpower does Benji have?
7.
7. Okay, so you're actually doing pretty good. All right. So we are going to use the repression rules. I need you to attempt to try to get rid of your temporary or your acute episode of your catatonia. We're going to need to burn some willpower. So go ahead and roll 1d4 to burn that willpower. Tell me what you get.
2.
Okay, so you're now down to 5.
Okay.
And you also need to burn some bond power. You need to burn 2 bonds as well. What are you going to burn for bond?
Zara, my Turkish wife,
girlfriend, I think. What does that take her down to?
9.
9. Okay, so still pretty good. All right, now you still need to roll a sanity roll.
Okay.
You want to succeed.
Failure. Oh. Fuck me.
All right. You are not going to be able to repress this. You are trying to... as Benedict, you observe Hank gets out, looks around, does exactly what Hank does. His head's in the game. He pulls a grenade off of his vest and throws it behind
coming
you.
Coming back from the dead.
But this did not do... But you see Benji get suddenly very far off. What does Benji say or do as he's kind of gets in this weird headspace where he starts to lose it?
Oh. I don't know if he says anything, but he's just overwhelmed by the complete absence of reality. Like, he probably is thinking to himself, like, it's not real. Like, maybe he really does think he's in an LSD flashback. Like,
it's a dream. It's a dream. It's not real.
Yeah, Benedict, that's what you see. You see Benji starts to fucking lose it. He's not doing well. That being said, these guys, the one is going to get up to you. After taking that blast in the back, he is going to attempt to shoot. I would say I'm going to do it a D... He's either going to hit Benji or Benedict. Low is Benji. He's going to aim at Benedict. He's going to take that shot, and he misses. Blam! Blam! At this time, through the blasted open papier-mâché wall where the grenade was, 2 more of these gunmen step out.
Oh, my God.
And they, like, attempt to, like... It looks like they're going to try to, like, get behind a dumpster or something. I would say, what is Benji going to do? But I know what Benji's going to do. Benji's going to continue to talk to himself. Have a nice little personal chat.
It's all right. Don't worry, Benedict. If they kill us, we'll just come back.
That's right. It's part of the
plan. We got plot armor, brother.
Oh, God. Are we going in order? Is it like a free-for-all right now?
No, we're still in combat order, but now it'll be Hank's turn.
Okay.
But that's what Benji's doing.
Hank's like, is Hank pretty sure that this is a real car that he just came out of?
You turn, you look at the car, and you realize now that it appears to be like a very old school cab, maybe from the 50s or 60s. Like, it's now out of place. It's not a modern day yellow taxi cab. And maybe even you even look at the cabbie, and the cabbie, the little mannequin, his like clothes have changed, and now it's like an old school cabbie, like a flat cab.
Hank's like, this is fucked. Get him in the car. And then he tries to go around and pull the... He's going to try to get in the driver's seat and pull the mannequin out and drive the car.
What skill do you think you would use to pull that mannequin out?
Strength.
Unarmed.
Oh, skill.
You roll whatever you want. Strength would not be a bad one, although I would argue as well that it'd probably be more unarmed. You're going to try to manhandle him.
We'll do unarmed combat. Success, 37, success. Under 60.
You guys are so good at making me have to go to different places in this fucking book and constantly try to find things. Ah, God. Hold on. Okay. Do you remember the last time you guys laid hands on one of these things?
Oh, no.
No.
I do.
What do you remember about that? Jay, there you go.
Super stabby.
There you go. Yeah. They're a little bit stabby.
Just a bit stabby.
Just a little bit stabby.
Oh, fuck.
Where is it? Dang it. I'm trying to find this in a timely manner. Forgive me.
You're telling me you don't have the rules memorized?
I'm the asshole.
While going
here to
grad school full time?
Yeah. Okay. This thing is, he's going to attempt to make an attack out at you, Hank. As you do this, you are going to be able to, you're going to be able to kind of rip this thing up out, but it's going to attack you as you go. Okay. So let's make a D100 here. Let's make the attack roll a 74. Okay. This thing, Hank reaches through the window. Maybe the window is open. Maybe this thing had its elbow like leaning out the window, you know, like it was just having a good old time driving. Hank reaches in and pulls this thing. It weighs almost nothing. And as you do, Hank, these blades appear out of both of its forearms. Jeez. And begin to stab around you. Like maybe at one point in time, it like stabs into the car itself. And Hank grips this thing around its like weird mannequin neck and manages to pull it out and fling it like out and onto the street. It does that. It's like from, I think, like from Dead Space or something. It doesn't stand up like a human, but it like comes to all fours like some type of weird quadruped as its head like twists around at you. And it kind of begins to, like a weird four-legged spider, just clamber off down the road. Just in full view of all these people.
I don't like that.
Hank's going to try to get in the driver's seat, and hopefully it cranks and is operational, I guess.
Okay, roll me a sanity check real quick.
Bumble.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's the car's not real.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Hank just gets like a super, super worried look on his face.
Yeah, he does. Okay, also, but Hank crossed a threshold, didn't he? Hank needs to roll, needs to actually repress sanity as well. I totally forgot, but we're going to do it right now. So, I need you to go ahead and, let me phrase that. Do you want to repress or do you want to send Hank into, fight, flight, fawn? Or fight, flight, freeze. Repress? Okay. Roll me a d4 real quick.
Three.
All right, that's three willpower gone, and you need to reduce three from a bond. Which bond are you going to reduce?
I will do my children.
How dare you?
Minus how many?
Three.
Three from minus the amount?
Yep, three from them as well. All right. And then you need to roll another sanity check. You want to pass this, otherwise you're going to have a problem.
Failure.
Okay.
Oh my god.
That's a problem.
That's bad.
That's a bad problem. You're gonna have a bad day. So.
This session, man.
Yeah, so let's talk about what we're gonna do here. We're going to go in the order.
Paranoia repressed.
Yeah, so that's back all at once.
So the paranoia comes back.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But what we're having now is a bout of temporary insanity because you took a lot of damage all at once. So we're going to go into order flee, struggle, or submit. So we're going to roll a d6. We're going to go in that order. 1 to 2 is going to be 3. 3 to 4 is going to be struggle. And 5 and 6 are going to be submit. Let's see what we get here. That is a 4. That is struggle. You're going to lash out randomly at the nearest threat, no matter how insurmountable it might be, including the 3 approaching gas mask clad figures. From now on is going to be what Hank is going to do.
Okay. Hank does the dude from Predator. When he sees his buddy get shot in the chest, the guy with the Gatling gun, he's just going to be... just fire his gun at these.
Perfect.
All right. Benedict. Man, oh man, Benedict. What are you going to do?
Can I look around for some mirrors?
Ooh, I like where your head's at. Go and roll that alertness check. That's worked out really well for you thus far.
Is yet another failure.
All right, you are not able to see that.
54.
What you are able to see though is that the all on the street, as you're looking around, it seems more and more like the people of the street are dressed out of their time.
People of the street,
bada bee ba bip. that the people on the street people, they appear to be dressed in garb. Much more akin to the 40s or 50s now. And yes, and as you turn back and look at Hank, Hank is sitting in the driver's seat of this cardboard cutout cab that he definitely got out of just a moment ago. And is now just screaming and loading a new mag into his M4. You think Hank is having a time. So, what are
you... Can I, like, scream out to people? It's like, what the hell are you doing? Do something! Help!
No one's paying any attention to you, quite frankly.
Nothing.
Are you going to spend your entire turn doing that, or do you want to do something else?
No, I wanted to do that alertness. Can I roll an intelligence for any fucking way out of this? Or some kind of... Can I?
I'm sure reason will really do us a lot of good in this.
Yeah. If you were a Call of Cthulhu player, you would know that was the wrong answer.
Can I roll?
Let's reason occult? With this no. magical environment.
No, you are not able to.
What actions can I take here? Like,
you could.
Benedict is
freaked. You could
out.
Fire at the enemies. You could continue to run down the street. You could attempt to take Benji with you, or you could leave him here to rot.
Oh, God, I've got two.
What's your navigate?
You could give up.
What's your navigate skill? See what? If you can navigate your
you
way
swim.
Out of.
Have you considered swimming?
All right. Are there any ponds for me to?
There are no
into?
Ponds.
No ponds. Okay. I've got two catatonic people, one catatonic person, and one enraged person.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's any cover, like most shit, this stuff is mostly cardboard, right?
Yep.
This car is no longer of any use.
Not
it's
really.
Cardboard. I think Benedict is at a breaking point in his head, not in his sanity. But he's like, this is enough. Okay, we give up. And he's going to try and beckon them and like surrender.
I thought he was going to do a Neo thing and be like, and no.
Just hold up.
No.
No. No, I think he's gonna like he's done.
Hands
he's
up.
Given up.
Okay. All right. as you do that, you hear a kind of a chortle, a loud chortle from across the way, and you gaze across, and sitting on a park bench is Axel and Marcus are sitting there. Marcus is sitting there, and he has what looks like several bullet holes in his chest, and he's leaning forward. He's leaning forward expectantly, and he's like, "Come on, come on!" And you see Axel is sitting there with a cigarette, and is laughing. He's like, just like watching as all this goes down. There's going to be some gunfire. There's going to be some more gunplay. You now have three.
They're going to shoot me after I surrendered. What kind of people are these?
Don't you talk to me?
I surrendered.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Surrendered. This is rude.
Okay, so the first one is going to take a shot at Benedict. What's going to happen? Ooh, he hits. So let's roll those 2d8 here with his shotgun. How much health does Benedict have? Fuck a duck.
Doesn't matter.
Wow.
Nope, he has 13.
You have 13 health. Okay, we're going to subtract 5 from the 12 damage.
Fuck.
That was done here. And this is a massive, massive injury. Holy shit. I actually think that's so massive. I actually think that you might actually have some sanity damage. No, you don't.
Is that a real rule?
There is a real rule for that. For if you take a certain amount of damage and stuff like that. I don't see that here, though. So, yeah. You are going to be smashed.
7 damage.
With 7 damage. As this... Your hands are up. Your hands are up. Blam!
Jesus.
You take a shotgun blast.
Oh, my God.
Brutal.
I think the next one is probably going to go... We're going to say the next one's going to go Benji, who is just kind of catatonically kind of having a time.
He's in his... Maybe this isn't strictly catatonia, but he's just going to be like,
cut! Cut! You're doing it all wrong. Fucking amateurs. None of this looks real.
Cut,
nothing's
cut.
Realistic.
No, I like that. All right. So let's roll
D100. Back to positions.
Back to position. And 88! That's a critical failure? That is a critical failure.
All right. What does that mean?
Okay, let's check out what that means real quick.
He turns the shotgun on himself and blows his brains out?
Yeah. All right, so let me roll a D4 real quick. See what we get on that D4. That's a 1. The gun clicks, and as the gas mask person, he like cocks the shotgun. You see one of the shells like partially ejects and gets caught in the mechanism, and he kind of dives back around the corner to try to fix his weapon. This last one's going to be a toss-up between all three of you and who it's going to hit. It's going to be 1-2 is going to be Benedict, 3-4, Hank, and 5-6, Benji. It's going to be at Benedict again. He's going to take another shot with his shotgun. Let's see what happens. An 87, miss. A miss. So, we're going to go back up the top to Benji. Benji is still going to be having his time.
I said, cut, are you deaf, you dumb son of a bitch? And you, your prop's broken. Take it back to...
All right, Benedict, it's your turn.
He's going to be very pissed off that they did not surrender, so he's forced to fight back, so he's going to get his M4.
I'm sorry. It's Hank's turn.
Oh,
pardon me.
Oh, no.
Hank, so what is Hank going to do?
Just yell.
All right.
And fire his gun at. That's what he's doing, right? You said resist, so he's just like yelling and firing his gun at the Nazi, the magic Nazis.
Are they Nazis? I don't know if they're Nazis, guys.
So can he get like a firearm off at least? Like
yeah, you definitely random... can. You can just rip off the cardboard door of the car and stand up, and I imagine switch it over probably to you don't auto. Have full auto, but you can switch over to 3-round burst and just start laying out burst at these guys, right? Okay,
right.
Roll me that D100 roll, or it's a firearms roll. Roll me a firearms roll. Let's see if you
Success. Yeah. 62. Right on 62. Success.
62. Actually, and this is something that actually someone, one of our wonderful fans, had actually messaged us that apparently, and I appreciate this, Nathan, was it Nathan or was it someone else? Someone had messaged us and said that we were actually doing lethality rolls wrong.
Oh, I appreciate
which,
that.
Which is not surprising.
which is, I got that very wrong.
Which is not surprising, even a little bit. Hold on, I'm trying to find it. With exactly what they said. I cannot find it. But basically they said that we were doing lethality rolls wrong. So I want to look at that real quick. Okay, lethality rolls. If your agent hits with a weapon that has a lethality rating, so you have to roll to hit first, and then you roll, and if you hit, then you roll the lethality rating. So you rolled to hit, and you got a success. So now roll a D100. This is your damage.
For the lethality.
Yeah, for the lethality itself.
Oh, the damage.
47.
47. What is the lethality rating of the of that weapon?
I believe. M4.
I believe it's a 10.
Let's see. Makes sense.
Of a
fairly low.
Of a light rifle. It's a 10%. Yeah. So what'd you get again?
47.
47. So we're going to combine those. That's going to be 11. Hank steps out and begins just three-round bursting into all these guys. He empties the entire mag. Blah-blah-blah, 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 blah-blah-blah. In expert, measured marksmanship. All three of these individuals, we'll say with the exception of the one who dove behind, are eviscerated. Right? They are...
Hank is deadly as fuck.
Like, you know, it's like, you know, like a very, like, cartoonish, like, oh, da, 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 you know, like as they're taking the rounds.
They're even exaggerating their own deaths.
Yeah.
Like, it's acting.
Yeah. No, they are. They, like, their you arms, know, their arms split around like a Power Ranger.
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. These guys are being blasted around. And as that happens, as soon as they fall to the ground, like, knees, face, back from the alleyway, from this little side road where the cab came, one of the dumpsters opens up, and popping out are five of these gas mask individuals that are all clambering over each other, fumbling with their guns, their shotguns as they go. They're all tripping over each other as they spill out like a liquid from the dumpster.
I think we're supposed to fail, guys. I think we're literally supposed to fail this encounter.
This is not going to end.
So,
no, we got this.
Benedict.
I didn't even roll a persuade. Like I tried.
Yeah, you did. You know that. That's what you should. If you'd have rolled a persuade, it would have worked out. Everybody.
I feel
obvious.
Like I would have had a chance to not get hit. He's gonna run.
You're gonna run. Are you gonna take anybody with you?
I will take Benji. We'll start skipping.
Okay.
Down the alleyway.
Skipping. Arm in arm.
Yes.
You're going to take Benji. That is going to... You're not going to be able to get as far as fast if you take Benji with.
Okay.
Okay. You begin to go. You kind of grab Benji. He kind of runs along with you a little bit. He's still kind of out of it. Benji, make me another sanity check.
All right.
Tell me what you get, please.
34 under over 26 failure.
Dude, Benji's sanity is so fucked. Benji is still like blathering, and maybe he's telling you, you know, to make take your mark, you know, that like you're out of place.
All right, we're going. I'm going to my mark. Let's go.
Okay.
Do I take damage from that?
No, you don't.
Okay.
You begin to run down and you see Benedict, you see something in the distance at the end, almost like there's almost like a haze at the end of the street, and it seems to part almost like in the middle, almost at a seam. It seems to kind of come apart, and you can just barely at the end of the street, and it seems like the street doesn't come to like a T intersection like it should. It just comes and stops like the road with the sidewalks on both sides. It just seems to stop at this big facade of an old turn of the century looking building. And you, at this distance, you can just make out on the four double doors, on the two sets of double doors at the top of this probably marbled stairwell, flanked on each side by a gargoyle, you can just make out the big letter B's painted.
Oh, wow.
In the glass of the door.
Wow.
Interesting. So they're not trying to kill us, they're hurting us.
Maybe.
So that was what Benedict did. So we're going to go back up to the top again. It's the top being Benji again. I already gave you another attempt to try to you know, get out of your situation here with your insanity, but Benji is still quite frankly out of it. Can
I make the argument? Are you going to give me the opportunity to roll another sanity to get out
of
the...
I am going to give you the opportunity to roll another sanity check.
You know, Hank's obsessed with finding Abigail and kind of been obsessed with finding... I mean, he's clear the next direction is going to Hotel Broad Album. So I have one juice, so I want to use the juice, assuming Hank saw this bee and this is enough to snap him out of...
Okay.
His resistance.
You can use your juice. We're using some juice. You can take your juice to do a +20 on your sanity. Let's see what you get. Let's see if you can snap out of this.
Failure. God damn it.
Failed. Remember those insurmountable odds? These five people just came out of this dumpster. This is an insurmountable situation.
This is ridiculous.
But that is the situation we are in. That's for sure. Okay. So that being said, let us go to... I would say let us go back to Benedict. But we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that right now. Hank, you are standing here on the street. These five gas-masked figures... all running at you. You hear them screaming to each other, like, flank him, flank him. And there's going to be some attacks coming your way. You ready?
Yep.
You ready to die twice?
Let's see. First attack. 96. Fail. Miss. One down.
Twice dead potato.
Number two. 66. Another critical failure. All right.
One of their grenades drops off their belt and blows them up.
I don't think they have any grenades.
One of them misfires into their own crowd.
Into the back of the other one. Well, I don't know. Let's see what happens here. Let me roll a d4. A 3. Oh, Jesus. The attacker accidentally hits a friend, a bystander, or himself, or herself. He's going to blast one of his compatriots in the back as he, like, one of his peers dives in front of him and actually takes the shotgun blast in the back. We're gonna do that 2d8. He blasts a buddy of his for 9 damage, almost laying him completely low.
Where do you get these guys?
Attack number 3. It's gonna be an 8. We're gonna do 2d8 on Hank once again for damage. 9 minus 5, that's 4 damage. How much life does Hank have?
Well, half of 15 is 7.5. So,
and we round up in Delta Green, of course.
Because... Do we round down or do we round up? Traditionally, when we play together, we always round down. I think that's what we've typically always done.
Okay, so, take 4 off of the 9. 5 off of the 9.
Yep.
Question. Insurmountable odds. Like, that seems to... We need to balance out the insurmountable odds with rounding up.
No, we don't.
So he has 3. Yes.
That's extra insurmountable.
You have 3 hit points. If you lose one more hit point, you're going to go down to unconsciousness.
Okay.
One more attack. Okay. It's a 15. 2d8.
Oh no.
It's 4 damage. But minus 5. So you gain 1 hit point.
Yeah! It's a healing shot. It's a healing shot.
It does not work. I think there is actually... No, that other guy is still clearing his jam. So how many attacks was that? How many attacks did I just roll?
4.
I lost track.
Because we did 1.
I don't know. I'm counting.
2. You don't know.
I'm 3. I'm counting from the story.
4. So we have 1 more attack. 1 more attack. Roll D100. 55. Fail. Another critical fail. What are these guys even doing? You guys are lucking out so hard. He goes to fire his weapon, but something happens. He trips over the guy who's just been shot, and he spills. He goes down. His shotgun goes clattering across the floor. Hank, you are still standing, still alive. At the end of all this,
barely. He's
barely. Jeez.
You did, in fairness, take one of them out by just standing there.
Yeah. So at this point in time, I will give you a... Because you have been attacked. I don't know if this is in the rules. I think this might be kind of against the rules, honestly.
To what?
I want to give you... You've just been shot. I kind of want to give you... Do we think that getting shot would make you pop out of this or not? Would that kind of let you know that these odds are insurmountable and that maybe you should get your shit together?
Let's roll a...
I feel like we have the authority to weigh in on this.
Let's roll a willpower or something.
A rhetorical question.
Ooh, that's a good roll power roll.
Yeah, that's a
roll good power roll. And if you succeed on the power roll, then you get to roll another sanity check.
Fail.
You don't. He's still doing it. He's still... Oh! He's
still... This is ridiculous. What yeah, is even is. Happening
this
right
is
now?
Nuts.
It's just like... This is like that scene in... Oh, fuck, what is that movie? There was a
firefight! Boondock Saints. Oh, God. All right. So, so that was Hank. We are back to Benji. Benji, get me another... sanity check. Let's see if
did you say we were going back to Benedict at some point before when I needed to just
yes, but it's Benji's rolls first.
Okay, gotcha.
I think I might have gotten
success.
All right, Benji, you kind of come back too. Benedict is kind of holding you and is maybe I don't know. Maybe this is the point where Benedict can come back and be like, Benedict, you're looking forward, and you see, and Benji seems to kind of. Be have his own, you know, back to himself again.
Snap out of it. Let's go. There, the curtain. Let's get there.
What about Hank?
I'm gonna post this scene so everyone knows exactly what scene I'm. Referencing.
Oh, the from the Boondocks.
No, from
Boondocks.
Predator,
yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing, Benedict?
We need to get him. What do you think? Should we get him?
I need action now. Benedict.
Yes. Benji's going to run back and grab Hank by the collar or something. He's just out of muscle him.
All right.
I also have to come back.
You guys are just running right back into the belly of the beast.
Right back into the fray.
But you see the hotel in front of you. And you guys are running the opposite direction. What are you guys even doing?
It's stupid, but like
it's what the characters would once. Do.
Like, we can't yeah. lose him again.
We can't lose him.
All right. Okay, so then to that end, so you two are gonna kinda break back to try to grab Hank and force him to come with you. Benji, what skill do you think you'd use to do something like that?
Unfortunately, strength.
All right. And what about Benedict? Is Benedict going to help?
Also strength, yeah.
All right. I would say, like, how do we want to do this? Would this be that you both rolled an individual roll? And allow you both a roll and give you... Should we give you an advantage if you're both rolling an individual roll?
I think we're both doing it together. We roll... I don't know, maybe we'd be... Two people pulling one person would probably help each other. but maybe
what's your strength?
Pretty good, but I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at it in terms of logic.
Mm-hmm.
14.
What's your 14? Damn. So what if we count, we make Benedict's roll the actual roll, and I'll kind of like aid him.
Okay.
Like he'll get a bonus okay. if I pass mine.
All right, I'm going to give you, so let's roll Benedict. You're going to take a plus 20. The only reason I say a plus 20 and not a plus 40 is because I do think that Hank is probably resisting. Hank is probably very right. interested in killing these people.
Did we want
to roll Benji mine?
Roll? How about this? If Benji, give me a roll for Benji's strength. If you get a critical, I will like give Benedict a plus 40 as opposed to a plus 20.
Ooh.
Okay. You didn't. Okay. But you still help. Right. So Benedict, go ahead and give me that strength roll as you try to manhandle Hank.
That's a 61.
Hank, you're going with them.
70.
You are going.
Let's go, Hank.
With
enough of
them.
This shit.
I imagine Hank's being dragged, but he's like got the M4 like kind of one hand, just like.
Still trying.
Okay. To that end, so if that's what Hank is going to do, then Hank, are you going to still try to roll me another sanity check for Hank? Let's see, and you can take a plus 20 because you're being manhandled by your bros. Let's see if you like snap that. Out of it. That is a fumble.
Oh my god!
Oh, this fucking game.
He should have stayed dead.
Yeah,
Hank.
You should. I think I'm well within my right to have Hank spend this time attempting to overcome Benedict and Benji.
Oh god, yep. He's gonna fight back.
Roll me a strength check to try to get out of these guys' hands.
Fail.
He fails. Thank god. Hank has a 75 strength.
If nothing else.
Hank has a 75 strength. You guys are able to try to pull him back towards you. And around the corner from this squad of these gas mask guys as they're coming after you, and you guys are going to begin to head back down the street towards, I assume, towards this building with the big letter B's and the gargoyles. Benedict, it is your turn again. What are you going to do?
Let's get out of here.
Okay, you're just going to continue to try
find
to pull Hank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If we can find a route that is got some cover or around a corner, I don't know if it's dead on. What does this look like? Are we just on an open street? The hotel's in front of us. The enemy's behind us.
You're just on an open street, and as you begin to run, you're kind of pulling Hank along, and Hank is kind of frothing, kind of freaking out. And he's on death's doorstep. I mean, he's got 3 HP. He's like, and Benji has just kind of come back too. And as you do, and as you're running, you see that there are buildings, you know, on each side of the street. And the building closest to you just falls backwards. Again, it being just a plain facade facing you. It just falls backwards. And then the next one does the same thing. Boof, boof, boof. All the way down in front of you, all falling. And you see that all the people in the street are now all kind of walking back towards you. And they're all wearing kind of, like you see that their outfits are, none of them are detailed properly. That they're all very much stage-like dress. And their makeup is exaggerated to exaggerate their features. And they're all walking past you. And you see people you know. You see Barlow. You see Marcus and Axel still sitting back there on the bench, kind of watching. You see all the people you worked with at the, what was the newspaper that Benedict worked at? Whatever the hell it was.
The Daily Mail.
Yeah, you see people you worked with the Daily Mail.
Is Jeremy around? Haven't seen that fucker in ages.
Hell, you see cool. Jeremy. You see Jeremy, and he's walking, and he just has like an approximation of what Jeremy used to wear.
He comes out of the closet we left him in.
and you're running, and all these people are just kind of walking past you, and just kind of like, they don't even really seem to almost see you, but they kind of make way. They kind of like, you know, move their shoulders to not kind of bump into you. And you hear the sounds of the footsteps, the footfalls of the trench-coated agents. They run behind you, and they're running, and you guys are still walking, still trying to get by. And as Benedict, as you're continuing to try to pull with Benji's help, pull Hank with you. Benji, and you assume you're running?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay. Benji, what is... Is there anything particular you want to do besides running, or are you just going to continue to try to have hands on Hank?
I think I'll... In addition to running, I think I'll scream.
Okay. All right.
No. That's two turns.
Yeah, screaming is a two-turn action, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a standard action. Okay. Hank, give me that sanity check again to see if you are going to... Come on, give yourself plus 20 again.
Okay, I didn't even have to. The fifth time.
Hank, you come to as these guys are hauling you back, and you realize that you are in so much pain. So much pain. You have been shot again. You have flashbacks to having died not 5 minutes ago. And you see that the people, the gas mask guys, are running. But they're not shooting at you. They appear to be running not so much at you as much as the same direction as you now. And you see that behind them are some old school kind of like helmet wearing like 1940s policemen. And they are shooting. They have their revolvers out and they're shooting at the trench coat wearing guys and at you guys now. As you guys all appear to be kind of running the same direction. I'm going to roll a quick dice here. Okay, lucky you guys. They appear to not be... The police officers don't seem to be targeting you specifically. But you see that now this other threat appears to be on the scene. What does Hank do?
And he just sees like walls falling in the direction we're running. If he looks
the other
direction.
Yep, and the only thing that's... It's getting to the point where the only building that's standing... is this big turn-of-the-century building in front of you. Big letter B's.
Oh, I thought you said that fell backwards.
No. That is still in front of you. All the other buildings are gone. It's like standing now. And by the way, there is nothing beyond the other buildings. Nothing.
He's like, don't worry, fellas, I found out where we're supposed to go.
Yeah!
It's like, thank God, Hank, let's go.
All right. Are you going to attempt to return fire?
Let's try. No, he's just going to try the tactical run, the super fast run towards the.
Okay, beat. Give me a super dex run. Roll that dex.
Failure.
That's a failure. Hank, you are still kind of like tangled up with these two guys. You don't really seem to make any specific help as you guys are attempting to run. Back at the Benji. Benji, what are we doing? You don't have to hold on to Hank anymore, it seems.
Yeah, I will also sprint.
All right.
Dex check.
Man,
failure. Same thing. You make just about as much normal.
The exact same.
You don't like fall on your ass necessarily because you didn't do a critical failure. Benedict.
Let's get out of here.
Okay. Let's see what you get.
That is a success.
All right, Benedict. You make it almost all the way up to the doors. And as you get up, you see that there is a what looks like a bellhop standing at the door. He's kind of got like he's kind of unshaven. His hair's a bit long, kind of greasy, and he kind of he doesn't seem to be terribly excited to do his job, but he kind of opens the door and kind of gestures in to the lobby at you. We're going to roll another dice. Here, let me roll another D100. It's a 37. It seems that some of these gas mask figures have. Actually, let me roll for them. How many were there? There were a whole bunch. They are also running toward the hotel. At least one of them actually runs so fast, sprints so fast that he actually makes it up to you guys. But he doesn't appear to now be shooting at you. He's like kind of running the same direction at you. Maybe even Benji, you look over and you see that his eyes are not weird and red and puffy and bugged out of his eyes. They appear to be very normal eyes and they're panicked as he's running almost alongside you now. Benji, what are you going to do?
Keep running into the hotel.
All right. You're close enough now, but you don't have to make a dex roll to make it. You make it up, and you sprint. You skip two steps at a time as you leap into the lobby of this hotel, the door being held open for you. Hank, what do you do?
He shoots this dude.
You mean Benedict?
No, the guy that's close to us. The Nazi that's close to us, that's been part of the group that's been trying to kill us the entire time.
You're going to shoot him instead of running?
Maybe. I really don't like these guys.
Tell me what you do. Tell me what you do.
So how far does he have? If he shoots this guy, it'll be one more turn and then he'll be there?
After this turn, yes.
Okay.
You're going to shoot him?
Yes.
All right.
He's too close.
Give me that roll. Hank turns the gun on this guy.
Crit, one.
Oh!
Nice.
Amazing. I assume you were in 3-round burst.
Yeah.
All right, roll a D100, please.
87.
Okay, so it's not an automatic death. We are going to combine those two numbers, an 8 and a 7, to a 15. Then we're going to double them. You do 30 damage. To this person. It's like Fallout when you have Bloody Mess installed, yeah. A thing. Yeah. He just burst into pieces.
I mean, I think that's reasonable. I mean, fuck. He's way too close to us.
And Benedict, you are right at the doors. Are you also going to run up into the lobby, or are you going to turn and return fire?
Can I, do a quick up-down of this bellhop? Does he look human?
Oh, he looks as human as it gets.
He's got tentacles coming out of his pants leg.
Yeah, he has a little name tag that says Carlo, and he has a little pencil mustache, and it literally looks like it might have been drawn on. And it's just perfect.
I feel like Benedict would be angry with this man with a stupid mustache.
What's happening?
What is he doing?
He's at the door, right?
Yep.
He's gonna push him out the way. He's gonna push him down the stairs and say, "I've got this," and he's gonna hold the door open for Hank. Get the fuck out of my way.
Alright, you do that.
Falling apart.
Alright. The cops,
and try to use the door as cover.
These old school cops, they're gonna start taking some pot shots. You guys, let me roll a dice.
We're in the crowd,
real
quick. Though. With those extras, are we part of this extras crowd coming up the stairs?
Oh, they're not worried
about
them. They
just disperse backwards.
All right, so I'm going to say that Hank is definitely the closest one. So Hank is going to get 1d4 attacks on him. He's going to get 4 attacks on him.
Jesus, Hank, you had to do it.
All right.
If this gets you permakilled.
Okay, so that is a 24 from this revolver. So let's roll the damage. Does 4 damage, Hank. Hank, you're lucky. All right, let's roll again. That's another success.
I can't watch this.
Let's see.
If he gets anything over 5, he's just getting...
Hank takes 6 damage.
1.
Shrugs off 5 of it and drops to 2 hit points. So,
is he downed?
He is downed.
God damn it, Hank.
He is downed and he is effectively going to die as he takes a round from one of these pistols. But let's also not forget that, unless I'm mistaken, there is another attack coming in. There are 2 more attacks from these police officers. They're going to continue to shoot at Hank. Successful attack. Failed attack. 1d8 damage. They shoot at him as he's going down, but don't do any more damage to him as it goes. So, this is an interesting kerfuffle we found ourselves in.
How far away is he from the door?
I'd say he's like a kind of standard run, standard move to the door. And we are back up to Benji.
They're back.
Benji, what are you gonna do?
What would Benji do?
What would?
He already risked his ass for him once. He already ran back into a fucking war zone to save him. Is he gonna? Does he have that much clemency in his heart?
What do you think?
It's just right there. Yeah, fuck it. Benji's gonna go back out and try to drag him up the stairs.
All right. Benji, you're able to get back. You see the lobby. You don't even really have time to take it in. You just barely hear the sound of, "Hi, welcome to the hotel, Brot." And then as you sprint right back out the door as it's being held open by Benedict, and you're gonna try to get back out there. I'm gonna say if you can make me a dex check to get out there really quick, I will say that you might be able to start getting him moved. Otherwise, you're only going to have time to get to him. It's going to be a long episode.
Critical!
Oh, thank God.
Roll me a strength check right now. Let's see. Let's see how well you do here.
Success!
A 50 out of 50.
50 on 50.
Okay, 50 on 50. Benji. Benji, like, superhero wired, mode. Like, runs out. He throws his shotgun down. He runs out. He grabs Hank and begins to, or maybe even, like, you pick him up in, like, fireman carry. You just, like, in a superhuman, adrenaline-fueled burst, Hank is thrown up on Benji's shoulders, and Benji begins to sprint as much as one can with a man on his shoulders up the stairs. Benedict, what are you doing?
I've got the door open, right?
Yeah.
Okay, stun grenade towards the cops.
Ooh, okay, roll me an athletics. You get that throw.
Dex.
Interesting.
Dex or athletics?
Athletics for throwing weapons.
Gotcha, thanks. That is a 54 over 32.
All right, you throw it and it goes wide. It is ineffectual as it boom, you know, loud and bright. There are going to be some shots fired. You see that the trench-coated gas mask figures are being gunned down by the police officers around you, but you still are going to have three shots heading your way. I'm going to say that each of you is going to get one shot. Before I start rolling stuff, let me say which one's going to be first. It's going to be Benji, Benedict, Hank in that order. So let me roll. First for Benji.
Oh.
Benji, you are going to get hit by,
I would argue
by
that,
one of these revolvers. That Hank is shielding
is
you.
Shield.
That's true.
I wouldn't.
Do you want
that.
Hank to take these?
You mentioned a word.
Okay.
Clemency.
I would love this. For one, I don't think so. Two, if that happened, Hank would die right now. Right.
That
now.
Would be hilarious.
Just this dead body on his back.
Benji takes 2 points of damage.
Okay.
And then Benedict is going to take a shot at him. The shot goes wide. And Hank, one's going to come towards you. Shot goes wide.
Yes.
The three of you tumble into the lobby. It is... As soon as the doors close, the gunplay outside, blam, 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 ah, blam, blam, it's gone in a moment's notice. A glance back through the glass reveals a quiet and normal-looking street. Maybe a little bit old-timey, but otherwise unnotable. And again, you guys are standing in this lobby, and you hear a voice from the counter as you guys are staying there, as Benji goes down on one knee with Hank bleeding all over him. You hear, well, welcome to the Hotel Broad Alvin, I guess. And at that, my friends, we're going to call it there for the day.
That was exciting.
Nuts. That was nuts.
Very exciting.
You made it.
Oh, that was an emotional roller coaster, Joe.
It was.
At what cost, though?
At what cost?
At what cost, I asked.
At what cost?
We lost
Hit points and sanity. I can quantify exactly at what.
Hit points, sanity, a shotgun, a stun grenade.
A lot of stuff has happened. But guys, you've made it. You've made it, apparently, to the Hotel Braun Alvin. I didn't know if anyone was going to die. Hank did die. He wasn't going to get a second one of those. I will say that.
I'm surprised I got a first one.
Actually written in?
Yeah, I don't, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, maybe that's just not even from like
in the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
guys,
I was wondering.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for this. Has been a long one. This is gonna be a long episode, but it has been a really good one. Those of you listening,
really nice show.
Those of you watching, thank you. Thank you as always. If you like what you hear, give us a good rating, Apple, you know, or Spotify, wherever you're. Give us a rating. Tell a friend about us. That's the best way to share us. It's just tell someone that you know that these guys are bumbling around and half dying all the time. And if you want to get the episodes a week early, you want to get the sanity check, some of our extra stuff, consider the Patreon. It's linked wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening. And I would like to thank Heather for joining us over at Patreon. Heather, we really appreciate
it. Hey, Heather.
That's a big help. But yeah, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was very exciting.
That was a good one.
You got you got another one in you?
I do. I'm excited now, but...
Well, the next one won't be quite as long. This one had to go a little long. But guys, thank you very much. For those watching, stay tuned. We will be back. For those listening... Thank you so much for joining us. We will catch you next time. And as always, stay safe and stay sane. Bye.
Goodbye.